Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Years ago, one of the first ministry trips in the States I went on, this has been decades ago, I had prayed and studied the night before, but just couldn't seem to get a handle on what I was supposed to speak. And I'm young, and it was bothering me some. So I thought, well, you know, I don't need it right now. So then the day came, and then I'm on the plane, commercial airliner. And I'm sitting in the seat, and we're flying, and I'm supposed to speak that night. And it's the late in the day. I'm going to be there in a couple hours. They're going to take me to the church, and I'm going to speak. And I don't know. And it was beginning to bug me. I was beginning to get agitated. A little uneasy. More than that. And I finally, under my breath, I said, Lord, you know, any time would be good. And this is what he said. He said, do you trust me? I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me. Do you trust me? Well, anybody know the correct answer to that? I said, yes. He said, well, relax. Oh, did you hear that phrase now? Do you trust me? Well, relax. If you're not relaxing, what does that mean? You don't trust him. He might not come through. I might not get it in time. We might not have the money in time. Might not. This is why folks can't rest. Simply lack of faith. Lack of trust. I sit there and I realize, okay, now it's either or. So I said, okay, fine. I'll relax. So I ordered me a ginger ale. Just looked out the window. I'm not saying it was easy because it was pressing against me. It was pushing against me. 2 hours. 1 hour. 30 minutes. But I got a word from the Lord. What did he say? Do you trust me? What's the word?
Relax.
Relax. What does that mean? He's going to take care of me. It's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, but you don't have to know to relax. Is that what he's saying right here? Isn't that what he said? Perplexed. And I was perplexed as to what I was going to talk about. Perplexed, but what? Not in despair. At a loss, but not despondent. Not down over it. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, but you don't have to be upset because you don't know. You can have peace before you know. You can rest before you know. Yeah, but I got to know. I got to know. You don't got to know to have faith. You don't. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things it ain't seen yet. And if we're to live by faith and walk by faith and you can't help but be upset until you see it and know it, well, then you're going to be upset all the time. Got off the plane. They picked me up. They're taking me to the church. Took me in the back room. Gave me the microphone. Took me up on the platform. Introduced me real good. And I'm sitting there telling myself, relax. Just the Lord said, I got a word from the Lord. What's the word? Relax. There's a lot of people there. Relax. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? And that's how the enemy is. He wants to push on you. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? What if you get up there and don't have anything to say? What if you get up there and you don't know what to do? People are going to look at you and go, what's that dummy doing? You're standing up there doing nothing. Why'd they invite him? Traveled all this way to stand up there and look dumb. And just as I stepped up to the pulpit, a word of knowledge came to me. Word of wisdom came to me. Gifts of the Spirit. It was that way for the whole service. The reason he didn't give me a sermon, I didn't need a sermon. We weren't going to do a sermon that night. Now you might say, well, then why didn't he tell you that you weren't going to need a sermon? He didn't tell me on purpose. He purposely didn't tell. Couldn't he just have easily have told me, you're not going to need a sermon because I'm going to give you gifts of the Spirit, when he said, relax? He could have said that. You say, well, why didn't he say that? Well, you ain't God. And so you need to quit thinking you're so smarty and listen to what he says, because the problem is not you not knowing. The problem is not trusting. And that's not a head problem. That's a heart problem. A heart problem that no amount of information can fix. God could sit down with you, with your scheduler, and give you all kind of information about the next 20 years of your life, and you'd still find something to worry about. Because it's a heart problem that's not fixed. Oh, but friend, when we get a hold of this and really start living by rest and faith and trust, man, you just, no matter what's going on, you refuse to worry about it. No matter what has happened or didn't happen, or what you understand or what you don't understand, one thing you don't do is get upset or be anxious or fearful or full of care about it. That's what the answer to every situation is, believe God. No matter what happened, what are we going to do? We're going to believe God. We're going to be in faith. We're going to stay in faith. Going to stay in rest. What does that mean? It can be so simple, so basic. What are we going to believe? We're going to believe that God is going to show us what to do. He's going to come through for us. Our needs are going to be met. This is going to turn out for our good and His glory. Yes. Somehow, some way.
Yes.
I don't have to know all the details to be settled in that. Right? And I can believe that right now, before I learn anything else or see anything else. Oh, friend, it's possible for our scared, fearful, worried, anxious, frustrated, mad, hurt days to be over and embark on a whole new way of life. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. He said, troubled but not distressed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, not deserted, cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out.
That's right.
That's what I said. We got to learn how to take a punch from the outside. Yeah, but it hit me. Yeah, but it surprised me. Yeah, but it startled me. Well, so what? That was then. This is now. Yeah, but it just caught me so off guard. Well, yeah, that don't mean you got to live off guard the rest of your life. What are we going to do? Well, let's do something that's going to help. Let's trust God.
Amen.
Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. He's talking about outward and inward. Verse 17, for our light affliction. That word affliction is the word that means pressure. Our light pressure. Somebody says, man, you've really been going through it. No, just light pressure. The Bible said it's light pressure. It's all light pressure. And it's just for a moment. Momentary light pressure. With the greater one inside you, can you deal with momentary light pressure? It's just for a moment. But it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. My. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to one of your favorite scriptures, the 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm, and get ready to shout some more. Man, we're making progress, saints. Can you sense it? I can sense it in my spirit. Breakthroughs are happening.
Yes, absolutely.
We trust God. We trust God too much to worry. He said, you trust me? I said, yeah. He said, relax. How many would take that as a word from the Lord? One word, but oh, so much in it. What are you going to do about this? You trust God? Relax. Relax. He's seen it all. None of this shocked him. None of this surprised him. He's not scrambling trying to figure out how to get it fixed for you. He had the answer before you knew you had the problem. He had the fix before you made the mistake. He's not trying to figure it out. He's not trying to find it. He just needs us to trust him. Psalm 91:1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is a place. He's talking about a place. Secret place of the Most High. The shadow, that means under His covering, under His wings, as other verses go on to say in this chapter. Verse 2, here's our part. I will say of the Lord. Now come on, act on it right now. Say it out loud. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dwell means to live. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, that's not visiting. That's not visiting the secret place of the Most High. I live there. I live in the secret place of the Most High. I live under the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Trust is what gets you there. Trust is what keeps you there. In this place of rest in Him. Verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Again, that's your house where you live. Because you've done that, come on, read verse 10. Come on, read verse 10. Verse 10, because you've done that, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.